Mayor DuPlessis here, PCA 2024, here in the beautiful Las Vegas Convention Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Not in the scorching summer. It is the middle of March. A new era for PCA and a new era for our good friends here at General Cigar. And we are standing, talking with none other than Ed Lehman, brand ambassador for CAO Cigars. Ed, we got something really exciting. The classic CAO is all behind us, some great stories behind us, but we got a new story right in front of us with the Fossa Noche y Sol. Yes, I threw Spanish in there. Talk to us a little bit about this project,
fancy,
Ed.
Fancy. Thank you so much, Baird. Glad to be here with you guys. You know, again, Ed Lehman with CAO. Welcome to PCA 2024. This is CAO Fossa. It comes with two different extensions, CAO Fossa Noche and CAO Fossa Sol. Both of these cigars are excellent medium-bodied cigars. The CAO Noche is a Connecticut broadleaf binder, Cameroon binder, I'm sorry, a Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, Cameroon binder, Nicaraguan Dominican fillers. The CAO Fossa Sol is a Honduran Osa wrapper, Cameroon binder, Dominican Nicaraguan fillers as well. So we're trying not to choke the retail with a bunch of sizes, so we're only going to lead with the best sizes that we've heard through experience and through surveys. So what the retailer will get is two sizes, a Toro and a Gigante. Mm-hmm. So the Toro is 650 and the Gigante is 660, of course, 24 count boxes. The SRPs that we're trying to target, the Toro is going to sit at $699. The Gigante is going to sit at $799. But one of the cool things about this box is, you know, doing this for many, many years, I create a box that has pretty pictures on it, gets to retail, they open the lid, they rip it off, they turn it to the side. So a real simple design option that I'm very happy to show is that this comes with routes in the back.
Okay.
So now the retailer has the opportunity to sort of put their lid there and then have an extra kickstand so when it's on their shelf, it stands up a little bit more.
Beautiful.
For presentation, right? So everything's right oriented. It comes with a shelf talker. They can write their price point, however much they want to sell for. So again, $699 or $799. The QR code you can scan takes you to a microsite of CAO Fossa where you can learn a little bit more about the product. It also comes with wrapper, binder, filler, and tasting information on the shelf talker as well.
So I want to talk a little bit about just, you did this on the blend breakdown. So we're talking broadleaf Maduro. Are we talking U.S. broadleaf or
U.S. broadleaf?
So this blend has got some really interesting factors to it. I really liked hearing what I heard. The Cameroon binder is very fascinating to me. Mixing that up with what you got in the Nicaraguan filler. I love the sizes too, like as you said. And I would the whole aspect. Actually, we'll get to this because I want to get back to this box design for a second because you really told a really great story. But going back to want to talk about the Sol for a moment. Now, years ago, there was something that sounded like Sol, an Osa Sol, from CAO years ago. Is there any similarities between that old classic and this new release?
There's no similarities other than the wrapper. You know, so, you know, Osa Sol was created. It did have that Honduran Osa wrapper. So Alancho San Agustin, you know, is the area of Honduras where that wrapper comes from. So there is, other than that, there's no, it doesn't share the same blend or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
The Sol, so basically the story is a perfect blend, night or day. So basically I wanted to make this for people to smoke anytime, any level of their, you know, just wherever they're at in their journey of cigars.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted this to be a very, very approachable cigar, not only from a blend perspective, but from a price point perspective. So, you know, again, going back to Osa Sol, you know, it had its heyday about 10, maybe 15 years ago. But
God, have I been smoking for that long?
Yes.
My word. Okay.
I've been doing that for that long too. So with the color scheme of orange for Sol, I hope there's no confusion with that because, you know, they really are, you know, very, very,
very distinct. No, absolutely. It's just the name that kind of stuck out to me. Yeah, I don't want to confuse anybody either. But going back to take away even more confusion, what I really like about your approach here, Ed, is not only the branding and everything and taking this direction with this new brand from CAO, but you look at everything,
mm-hmm.
and you're wanting to make, you're taking everybody into consideration along the way. You're putting together a fantastic blend, which is ultimately the experience that the customer will have.
Correct.
But your customer is the retailer, and you took into consideration that as well. This box design is pretty incredible. Ripping off the boxes, something I did as a retailer. So, and it's all about real estate. So you made something that was very convenient, gives a great option. It's very compact, very sleek. I think a job well done. I want to give you something there too as well. So is this something that we'll start seeing in other brands in CAO or other brands in general, or is this something that it is your creation? So I want to give you all the credit.
Thank you. I am, you know, it's a very simple design, you know, or a simple concept, I would say.
It's just functional, you know, absolutely.
And it's super functional. You know, you're right, Bear. I did really want to take a farm-to-table approach to this and consider the retailer constraints that they have in their stores, space being, you know, a very big one. And then also the consumer's perspective, you know, like what people are smoking, you know, consistently nowadays. You know, we're at this big show where we're surrounded by thousands of new cigars. Very exciting to smoke. I love smoking all the competitors' cigars, all the sizes, you know, but reality, when this gets into the store, you know, the ones that really do the work for not only the retailer, but also the cigar smoker are usually these sizes.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know, so they're huge. Yeah, for sure. And so I wanted to, you know, just lead with that. You know, ultimately, I wanted to design this in a way that took all of the objections off the table. Price, blend, you know, box, you know, all everything that you used to say as a retailer, Bear.
Yes.
You know, it's like, well, you know, that blend's too expensive. That cigar's too expensive. Or that box won't work on my shelves. You know, all these things that I've heard for 18 years, you know, just breaking them down in a way where, you know, the culmination of everything that I've heard through retailers, through surveys, through personal experience, really is in this. So will this box design appear in other lines that we have in General Cigar? I don't know. Selfishly, you know, I wanted to stay with CAO.
Of course.
You know, but I think this is a very appropriate box, you know, for a lot of different brands, not just mine.
A genuine cigar, a genuine experience for the genuine retailer and the genuine cigar smoker. I like it. Thank you so much for your time today, Ed. We're looking forward to all the great creations, especially the new Fasa Noche y Sol. Ed Lehman, General Cigar, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, guys.